1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you now to Pet of the Week. Anna Burnett from Harbor Humane Society joins us to talk a little bit about our pets, and the website's running a little slow today. Can't get full details of Rico and October.
Yeah, so it's probably because everybody's just trying to see these two pets. So again, we have two pets, Rico the dog and October the kitty. And real quick, a little bit about October. She is very new to Harbor. We've actually only had her for about a week or so. She's so sweet. And when you open the kennel and get down to her level and, you know, just put your hand in there and just talk with her, she really warms up to you. We see her going to a home, maybe that has a cat already in the home. Even if you don't have a cat, she would be a good first-time cat because she'll keep to herself for the most part. Very sweet, you know, again, likes to be petted once you get down to her level, and really, really, really a very overall nice cat. And again, she's new to Harbor, so you can definitely come on out and meet her. And then the next one I'd like to talk about is Rico, and he's a pit bull terrier, and hopefully the website will load because we have a video of
him. Error establishing a database connection, so we might have to have your tech op guys go to work on it.
Yeah, I have to go and check that right away. So anyway, when we get that loaded, there is a video of Rico. He's about a year old. He's a black and white pit bull terrier. Very sweet pup. He's actually he has very high energy, and we would like to have him go to a home that has no small children, just to make sure, you know, that he doesn't accidentally bump anybody or cause any accidents, because he wouldn't purposely do that, but we just don't want to have, you know, any accidents happen at the home or anything like that. So again, if you're looking for a very sweet dog who does well with other dogs, you should definitely come on out and meet Rico. He's a big, we call him the big goofball at Harbor because he likes to run around outside and is like, hey, look at me play with the ball, and like runs around, and very sweet pup.
There is a cautionary thing today and for the next couple of days at Harbor Humane. Most of the animals be more than happy for you to say hello to over on US 31 in West Olive. Your chance for you to bring them home. However, the black cats are off limits for the next few days.
Oh, superstitions.
But, I mean, I'm talking about the fact that you and other shelter people have to keep the black cats pretty much protected, because people sometimes say, I'll adopt it, and then this time of year, not nice for the black cats.
Exactly. And, you know, and again, we actually posted yesterday on our Facebook page some safety tips to help keep your furry friends safe during the Halloween, because a lot of times, you know, what you and I think is fun and scary fun, the animals seriously think that that could be something that's coming to hurt them. So if you're looking for some good Halloween tips, you know, as we enter Halloween tomorrow, check out our Facebook page, because we do have a really good article on there from the Humane Society of the United States talking some good points on that.
It's the second most dangerous holiday to a certain extent for pets outside of the 4th of July.
Oh my goodness, yes it is. And, you know, actually we see a pretty high intake because of that, because, you know, animals get loose, they get spooked, they get scared, and they just, and then they come to us. So that's where, you know, having your animals microchipped, you know, helps play into helping us get them back to their home if they do get lost.
And so, Adam Burnett, if anyone is interested in checking out Rico and October and any of the other fine furry friends over at Harbor Humane, where can they go?
They can go right to our location on West Olive, or in West Olive there, 14345 Bagley Street. And again, it's right off 31. You can go to our website, and I promise we will get it loaded if it's not working currently, at harborhumane.org, or you can visit us on Facebook, just Facebook Harbor Humane.
It is always a pleasure to have you join us with our Pet of the Week, Adam Burnett from the Harbor Humane Society. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Gary.
That is Pet of the Week on 1450 WHTC.